Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 23, verses 2 and 3. When you're called to testify in a dispute, do not be swayed by the crowd to twist justice, and do not slant your testimony in favor of a person just because that person is poor. Telling the truth is absolutely crucial in a healthy society. However uncomfortable and awkward the truth might be, it needs to be proclaimed and followed at all times, or society is in peril. That means that we must not bend the truth, even when we're seeking to help vulnerable people. When I first read this verse, I thought it was a misprint. Surely the greatest danger is of bending the truth because a person is powerful and influential. But in saying that, we mustn't slant the truth in favor of a poor person. God is saying that we mustn't play around with the truth, whoever the person might be. However sympathetic we might be to a vulnerable and needy person, it's still vital for us to uphold the truth. I've no doubt that we all seek to tell the truth. We've been brought up to do so, and we know it's the correct thing to do. But these verses are right in identifying the pressure of the crowd. If we have views that are very different from those around us, it can be extremely difficult for us to stand up for what we know to be the truth. We don't want to stand out and feel stupid. If a particularly unpopular person at work is being unfairly criticised or mocked, it would be much easier to keep quiet than to stand up for them. But truth and justice would demand that we do precisely that. Our conviction that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life is not a generally held view. However, if we're convinced that it is indeed the truth, then we need to be willing to share it, however hostile or offensive the reaction. Speaking the truth is our calling as Christians, whatever the audience, whatever the subject, and whatever the reaction. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to be utterly truthful in everything that we say today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save